Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That is the full-time whistle. The full-time whistle goes in the San Siro and Liverpool become the first English, British or Irish club to get out of the Champions League group stages with 6 wins out of 6, the maximum 18 points. Incredible. Chris, we've just gone and beaten what you could call the champions elect of Italy with a second string team. We finished the game having rested Salah, Mane, Origi and Minamino. If we're not the best team on the planet, I genuinely do not know who or what is.
Mate, it's just ridiculous, but you know this team will struggle against Shrewsbury, don't you?
Max Waltman's tricky reds.
Honestly, like, but no, seriously, that's a performance that of the highest calibre for a group of lads that haven't played a lot of football for, you know, for a long time, and certainly haven't played together before in a team like that. I mean, I know Salah and Mane are there, but they weren't the stars of the show. The stars of the show were the other lads. It was your Divock Origis, it was your Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, your Nico Williams, your Nat Phillips. They were the stars today. Yep. As much as Salah and Mane played, you know, played a good game as well, but mate, there's some outstanding performances there. Really, really enjoyed watching those Reds.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much to Jamie Macker, who's been a member for 7 months here as a wonder kid, making history year on year. And someone saying there, in your face, LFC TV. No, I like the people who make LFC TV. It's just quite funny that we've been quicker to the commentary than they have.
By a minute.
By a whole minute. There you go. No decision to be made. We know now that Atletico Madrid will join Liverpool in the round of 16. They have beaten Porto by 3-1 in the end there. In fact, even, is that 4? No, it's the red card. So yeah, 3-1. Griezmann, Correa and Rodrigo de Paul with the goals. It was a late flurry there. Sergio Oliveira grabbed a pen in the 96th minute, but it wasn't enough for Porto in the Dragão to drag out themselves through to the round of 16.
Lovely.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. There was that brief moment where we were chatting, like, isn't it great watching a game with no stakes and just being able to enjoy it? And then they scored. And I was like, oh, I really want to win this game now.
Screw them.
And I got the sense that that was exactly how Liverpool felt as well.
Exactly. Like, look, Liverpool have come back from a goal down there to win in the San Siro with a team that's not our full strength side. That shows you what Klopp has instilled into this squad of players, from first man to last man in the squad. You know, and I know he doesn't rank them like that. They're all as important as one another, but that's the mentality that you want, that you need to have if you want to go and win big competitions, be that Premier Leagues and Champions Leagues. And if they can take that mentality into the FA Cup and the League Cup, mate, we've got a good chance of winning loads of trophies this season. And now I truly believe this is our best chance to win multiple trophies, because I'm feeling the squad's better than it's actually ever been.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And we've been going on about this for ages. You know, Klopp has always had trust in his squad players. But to the point, our squad players have never been this good before. And he's always kind of said in these cup competitions, we fielded these type of teams plenty of times, we've not had these kind of performances. We have just put a B team out against Porto, who, okay, yeah, not flying in the Premier League at the moment, but they're in the Champions League every year. They're a top Portuguese side. They're one of the top 2 to 3 Portuguese sides every single year. They're in the Champions League every year. We put a B team out.
Am I right in saying Portugal have knocked France out of the top five European leagues
as
well?
It's entirely possible. Like,
I'm sure, you know, I saw it in the Discord before. I've never not checked it. Like,
we put a B team out at Anfield and we beat them comfortably. And we've just gone to Italy, to the San Siro, and put an even weaker side out. Because we had, like, let's say we had Matip starting that game the other week against Porto. So we brought Nat Phillips back in out the cold. Not barely kicked the ball this season. And he's come in and he's creased two AC Milan players to death inside our penalty area, which was the third goal as far as I'm concerned. Mm. And again, this is a team going into this game who are top of the league in Italy.
Yeah.
And they were fighting for it. They needed to win this to have a chance of going through in the Champions League. And we have just come into their own backyard with a bunch of backup players and beaten them. It bodes so, so well for everything that Liverpool are trying to do this season. And we're going to need them.
Yeah, but Paul, I've just gone back while you were talking then. I'll take you back to the first game against AC Milan in the Champions League.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Joe Gomez and Joel Matip started at the back. Divock Origi started up top. You had Naby Keita, Jordan and Fabinho. We've rotated all throughout this group. Not just the last two games. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've walked away with 18 points out of a possible 18.
Yeah.
That's what tells you that the squad's fucking amazing and we're ready to do something special.
100%. I'll just quickly go through what Group B ends up like then. So yeah, Liverpool, top of the pile. 6 played, 6 wins, no draws, no defeats. 16 goals scored, just 6 conceded.
17, isn't it?
17, sorry, scored and 6 conceded. It was a plus 11 goal difference and 18 out of 18 in terms of points. And just to clarify what that means, for second place Atletico Madrid, same amount of games played, 7 points minus 1 goal difference. Mm. And largely that's because they scored a very late goal.
Two late goals, to be fair.
Yeah,
they nearly got back to level pegging and then Porto scored a really late goal.
Yeah.
They actually did, which is nice. I like the fact that none of them have got a positive goal difference.
Yeah.
Because Atletico Madrid should be disappointed just getting through the group. They'll be happy, but they genuinely should be disappointed with not being able to put the other two teams to bed.
It's obscene that we've done that. And I'm just having a quick scout through the rest of the groups. The only other team that's in second place in a group on a negative goal difference is Barcelona, who are on minus 4 because Bayern have absolutely battered everyone that they've called. Bayern are doing is are very much us.
They've got another game to go. They've scored 19 goals already.
And only conceded 3 as well, which is absolutely ridiculous. Are we looking in terms of the match stats then, Chris?
Oh, there's quite a few, but I've just got Cyber Sims in the Discord saying, as of mid-August 2021, Ligue 1 has dropped out of the top 5 European leagues based on UEFA's coefficient. While most football fans believe that the French top flight is still worthy of this status, it has been replaced by Portugal's Primeira Liga.
Yep.
So there you go, which is just fucking mad, isn't it? I'm on the wrong AC Milan game at the moment, so just bear with me 1 second and I'll get my stats up. We had only 51% of the ball in the end. Milan came into it a lot better second half. They had 58% of the ball second half. But I'll just go back to the total there. 22 shots in the San Siro to Milan's 8. 7 on target for Liverpool to their 3. Big chances created. Both sides had 2 big chances created. Both sides missed 1 big chance. We had a counter-attack that ended with a shot. 15 shots from inside the box for Liverpool tonight. I'm really shocked at that. That's fucking high, isn't it? Like, especially with a side that like doesn't play together, to be able to work the ball into that area of the pitch so well. 15 shots, that's incredible. Like,
just amazing. And, you know, so many heroes on the night for Liverpool. Great shift put in all across the park. We're going to be discussing some of the big ones a little bit later on. Chris and I will be live on Red Men Plus in about an hour or so's time. Do the instant match reaction. If you head over right now to the redmentv.com and sign up at any tier, you'll get access to that live stream. If you join as a club legend, it would be a little too soon to get you into that group, but for future games you can get into the club legend Discord chat. So do make sure that you go and subscribe, and we'll be live on that page. Just go over there, click through, and you'll be able to watch that show live in about an hour's time. Before then, I've got your reactions live here on YouTube. Chris is doing player ratings, and then live with a bit more in depth, about 20 odd to 25 minutes, just chatting through some of the big performances on the night. So if anything you want us to discuss, let us know in this live chat comments, and then we'll carry that over into that show. You were laughing.
Yes, mate. Get the league table up, the Premier League table up on the computer. We're going to do a little exercise. Thank you to Donkey Jag. And could you find me the team with 18 points in the Premier League, please?
Everton.
After 15 games.
Everton Football Club. Amassed exactly the same amount of points in the Premier League after 15 games as Liverpool have amassed in the Champions League.
Group of death.
After 6. Merry Christmas, Everton. Right, more from us to come. Stay tuned. I'll be doing your reactions to this game. If you can stay in the live chat, you can do that, or you can tweet us at the Redmen TV. Chris will be doing player ratings, so of course hang out for that. But of course, as mentioned, if you want to get more Redmen content, a proper in-depth chat about this match, the instant match reaction is streaming live on Redmen Plus in about an hour's time. So plenty of time to go and get signed up on there as a club captain or as a club legend. And we hope to see you over there in due course. We've got so much to come, actually, between now and the next couple of weeks and Christmas as well. We've got a 2-part special going out over Crimbo, the 50 greatest Liverpool players of the Premier League era voted for. There's nearly 20,000 votes cast, so we're going to be definitively revealing that top 50 players. And of course, pre-match content, instant match reactions, final word tomorrow morning is going to be live streamed at 10:30 as well, with an hour looking at this game. So we have got you covered. If you want all your Liverpool analysis, do join Red Men Plus, and we hope very much to see you over there. Anyway, I'll be back very shortly. If not, have a wonderful evening. You're amazing, and so are the Reds. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.